Zadovoljstvo mi je u programu Radio Bobovca pozdraviti direktora Adriatic Metalsa i Eastern Mininga, gospodina Paula Cronina. Gospodine Cronin, dobar dan i hvala vam što ste izveli vrijeme za naš radio.
It is my pleasure to greet Mr. Paul Cronin, director of Eastern Mining and Adriatic Metals in program of Radio Bobovac. Mr. Cronin, thank you for making time for us.
No, thank you for coming. I enjoy speaking to you.
Hvala vama što ste došli, uživam razgovarati sa vama.
Lagano privodimo kraju ovu 2022. godinu i vrijeme je da se osvrnemo na ono što je urađeno u ovoj godini. Pa evo, po vama, kakva je vaša ocjena godine koja je iza nas?
We are about to end this year, so it is time to summarize everything that happened in the previous year. So in your opinion, what was the year that's almost behind us?
This has been a very busy year for us. We are now more than 50% of the way through the construction of the mine.
Ovo je za nas bila veoma, bili smo veoma zauzeti ove godine, sada smo već više od 50% kroz projekat izgradnje rudnika.
We have are now underground in the lower portal. We are around 400 meters and in the upper portal around 300 meters underground.
Sada smo već ispod zemlje, u gornjem portalu oko 400 metara i u donjem oko 300 metara.
We've commenced the construction of the municipality's first new road.
Počeli smo izgradnju prvog novog puta u općini.
And look to finish that in June next year.
I nadamo se da ćemo to završiti u junu sljedeće godine.
We have been doing a lot of work on engineering and design of the flotation plant.
Učinili smo mnogo toga na projektovanju i inženjerskim radovima flotacije, postrojenja flotacije.
And as you can see out the window, the construction of that is advancing very quickly.
I kao što možete vidjeti ako pogledate kroz prozor, ta izgradnja jako brzo napreduje.
A lot of the high-tech components for the plant are now being delivered into Varosh.
Mnoge komponente tog postrojenja, visokotehnološke komponente, se sada isporučuju u Varosh.
And over the next three months, you'll see this site absolutely transform into what looks like a very modern mining operation.
I u naredna tri mjeseca ćete vidjeti kako se to transformiše u nešto što predstavlja veoma moderno rudarsko postrojenje.
We've added over 200 staff and contractors this year.
Ove godine smo dodali preko 200 uposlenika i izvođača.
We've launched the Adriatic Foundation.
Osnovali smo, odnosno pokrenuli Adriatic fondaciju.
And have now funded the foundation so that it can continue the positive work that it's been doing in the community.
I sada ta fondacija ima i svoj fond tako da može nastaviti poslovati u zajednici.
But where I am most proud of our achievements this year.
Ali ono na što sam najviše ponosan od naših postignuća u ovoj godini
is our health and safety statistics.
Jeste naša statistika zaštite na radu.
When you make the decision to invest in people.
Kada donesete odluku da investirate u ljude.
And we have done that here by hiring a lot of young people from within the community.
A mi smo to ovdje učinili na taj način što smo uposlili mnogo mladih ljudi iz lokalne zajednice.
We have an absolute obligation to make sure that the environment in which they work is as safe as possible.
Imamo obavezu da se pobrinemo za to da je okruženje u kojem oni rade što je više moguće sigurno.
And this year, our health and safety statistics are amongst the highest in the world.
A ove godine naša statistika zaštite zdravlja i sigurnosti na radu je među najvišim na svijetu.
With very few injuries, and we are going to continue that challenge of bringing our number of incidents down to zero.
sa veoma malo ozljeda, a mi ćemo nastaviti da radimo na tome da taj broj incidenata svedemo na nulu.
When you have 100 earth moving trucks, when you have 200 people working underground, blasting, drilling, bolting.
Kada imate 100 kamiona koji prevoze zemlju, kada imate 200 ljudi koji rade ispod zemlje, kada imate miniranje, bušenje.
Accidents can happen very, very easily.
Nesreće se mogu veoma lako desiti.
But by recruiting younger staff and training them, we're building a culture, a focus on health and safety that has not been seen anywhere else.
Ali zapošljavajući mlado osoblje koje onda obučavamo, mi gradimo jednu kulturu zaštite na radu koja inače nije viđena nigdje drugo.
And that I think is my most proud achievement this year.
A mislim da sam upravo na to postignuće ove godine najviše ponosan.
But if we look at some of the other things the company has achieved in terms of its support to the community, the English lessons, the scholarships, the support of Farish Football Club, Zenica Rugby Club, of Bosnia's most up-and-coming skier.
Ako pogledamo neke druge stvari koje je kompanija uradila, kao što je podrška lokalnoj zajednici, stipendije, kurs engleskog jezika, podrška nogometnom klubu Vareš, rugby klubu Zenica, mladoj bosansko-hercegovačkoj skijašici.
These are things I'm also very proud of.
To su također stvari na koje sam jako ponosan.
So we've achieved a lot, but we've still got a lot to do.
Tako da postigli smo puno, ali još uvijek imamo puno toga za učiniti.
Na početku godine jeste li imali u planu da ćete sve ovo ostvariti što imamo sada na kraju?
At the beginning of this year, did you think that you will achieve everything that you have achieved by now?
To be honest, I thought we'd achieve more. But the war in Ukraine has meant that the delivery of some of the equipment we've needed to buy has been delayed.
Da budem iskren, mislila sam da ćemo postići i više, ali zbog rata u Ukrajini neka oprema koja je trebala biti isporučena nije mogla biti isporučena do sada.
But the team here have, you know, faced many challenges and solved many problems.
Ali tim ovdje se suočio sa mnogim izazovima i riješio mnoge probleme.
And I think the most important thing is that we're still on track to start commercial production in September next year.
Ali mislim da ono što je najvažnije da smo još uvijek na dobrom putu da počnemo komercijalnu proizvodnju do septembra sljedeće godine.
In January we're going to have our water treatment facility operable.
U januaru ćemo imati funkcionalno postrojenje za preradu vode.
Which will mean that this is the first zero discharge mine in the Balkans.
Što će značiti da će ovo biti prvi rudnik na Balkanu koji će imati nulto ispuštanje.
Which means no water that we use will ever leave our operations. It will continue to be recirculated.
Što znači da se nimalo vode koja će se koristiti u našem radu neće ispuštati iz postrojenja, nego će cirkulisati unutar njega.
And that's been a key focus of mine this year in the management of water and making sure people understand the importance of it.
A to je bio moj ključni upravljački plan ove godine da ljudi razumiju koliko je važno i da se ta voda znači ne ispušta nego da radi unutar postrojenja.
And we will continue to invest in people through training and development. You may have seen that we had a lot of young children come to our booth at the diplomatic bazaar in Sarajevo 2 weeks ago wanting to use the virtual reality glasses.
Mi ćemo nastaviti da investiramo u mlade. Možda ste primijetili da našem štandu na diplomatskom zimskom bazaru prije 2 sedmice da je jako puno djece prilazilo našem štandu, željeli su da pogledaju kroz naše naočale za virtualnu realnost.
Which continues to demonstrate that the decisions we've made about recruiting young, training young, were the right things to do.
Što nam pokazuje da smo bili u pravu u svom nastojanju da upošljavamo mlade i obučavamo mlade.
But what you're going to find is the number of our staff over the next 4 or 5 months will double.
A ono što ćete primijetiti jeste da će se broj našeg osoblja u narednih nekoliko mjeseci udvostručiti.
As we start to bring in people and train and develop them ahead of going into operation.
Kako počinjemo upošljavati ljude, obučavati i razvijati ih prije nego što oni uđu u same operacije.
Because this is the only plant of its kind in Bosnia, we are going to bring in a number of Australians to help with that training.
A pošto je ovo jedino postrojenje takve vrste u Bosni i Hercegovini, dovest ćemo određeni broj Australaca koji će pomoći u obuci tog osoblja.
So for the next 18 months there's going to be a lot of connections between Varoš and Australia.
Tako da će u narednih 18 mjeseci biti puno veza između Varoša i Australije.
If you see a kangaroo running down the street, don't be alarmed.
Tako da nemojte se prepadati ako vidite kengura da trči po ulici.
We'll probably catch it and eat it. We'll probably catch it and eat it.
Mi ćemo ga vjerovatno uhvatiti i pojesti.
Bilo bi to zanimljivo vidjeti. No, da se vratimo onome što je još veoma važno. To je suradnja sa općinom Varoš, sa vlastima u kantonu i u državi. Jeste li zadovoljni sa onim što ste uradili u ovoj godini?
That would be very interesting things to see, but let's go back to your cooperation with local, meaning Varoš municipality authorities, then authorities in canton, federation, country. Are you satisfied with the cooperation that you have with them?
Very, very satisfied. I think, you know, the Varoš municipality is well represented by its mayor.
Veoma sam zadovoljen. Mislim da je općina Varoš veoma dobro predstavljena svojim ljudima.
Who I believe to be a man that has Varoš in his heart.
Svojim čovjekom zapravo za koga vjerujem da je to čovjek koji ima Varoš u svom srcu.
And we've been able to work very cooperatively with the municipality.
I sa opštinom smo imali jako dobru saradnju.
On resolving a number of key issues, particularly around the Hall Road.
U rješavanju cijelog niza pitanja, naročito
around the new road.
U vezi novog puta.
With Zenica, you know, we're now making our concession fee payments, and I think the Zenica government has been very happy with the way we've operated.
Što se tiče Zenice, mi plaćamo koncesijske naknade i mislim da je vlada u Zenici jako zadovoljna sa s tim.
And we've got to continue to work really cooperatively with government at municipal, cantonal and federal levels.
I nastavit ćemo da sarađujemo sa vlastima i na lokalnom, na kantonalnom, federalnom nivou.
And next year we'll be recruiting more staff to help us with the management and communication with government.
A sljedeće godine ćemo uposliti još osoblja koje će nam pomoći u toj komunikaciji sa vladama.
As we make that transition from construction to production.
Kad budemo vršili tranziciju sa izgradnje na proizvodnju.
I think it's important just to put this into a context. The operations here in Varoš will become the biggest export in Bosnia.
Mislim da je ovo važno staviti u kontekst, a to je da će operacije ovdje u Varošu zapravo postati najveći izvoz u Bosni i Hercegovini.
We will be reopening the railway line between Varoš and Brezo.
The railway line.
Railway line.
Ponovno ćemo otvoriti željezničku saobraćajnicu između Varoša i Breze.
And what I hope to achieve is through the foundation is that the infrastructure that's being created here for our operations can be a platform for growth in tourism.
A ono za što se ja nadam da možemo postići kroz fondaciju jeste da se infrastruktura koja se ovdje izgrađuje za potrebe ove operacije onda može postati jedna platforma za dalju izgradnju za turizam.
So we've got a lot of work to do in 2023.
U 2023. imamo puno posla.
But I think, you know, some of the young kids of Varish that we employed 5 years ago.
Ali mislim da neka od varaške djece koju smo zaposlili prije 5 godina
are now very, very competent professionals who will be delivering this project.
Su sada veoma sposobni, kompetentni mladi profesionalci.
And I think, you know, next year, what I would like to do in around May when the weather improves is have an open day for the people of Varish to come to Rupitsa, to come to Tizolshi and see what we've created.
I ono što bih ja želio da učinim, možda u maju sljedeće godine, kada vrijeme bude ljepše, da napravimo jedan dan otvorenih vrata, kada ljudi iz Vareša mogu doći na Rupice, mogu doći na Tisovce, da vide šta je to što smo mi zapravo učinili.
Because I think this is something that Varish can be very proud of.
Jer mislim da je ovo nešto na što Varish može biti zaista ponosan.
I was in Vienna a few weeks ago. And on the road was a manhole cover.
Prije par sedmica sam bio u Beču i vidio sam poklopac od kanalizacije.
And it said made in Varish.
Na kome je pisalo napravljeno u Varešu.
Varish has had a proud history, a proud industrial history, and I think Varish is going to have a very proud industrial future.
Varish je imao veoma ponosnu industrijsku prošlost i ja se nadam da će imati veoma ponosnu industrijsku budućnost.
The challenge for us and the challenge for the Adriatic Foundation is to now build partnerships within the community to augment that industrial future with environmental tourism.
A ono što je sada naš zadatak, odnosno zadatak fondacije, jeste da tu industrijsku budućnost zapravo uvežemo sa okolišnim, odnosno turističkim aspektom.
And we're going to be recruiting someone to help form those partnerships.
Uposlit ćemo ljude koji će pomoći na stvaranju partnerstva u zajednici koji će to omogućiti.
So in all in all, you know, I am very happy with what we've achieved this year. It's been difficult with inflation running so high, with fuel prices being so high, but we've managed to stay almost on budget and almost on time.
Sve u svemu zadovoljan sam onim što smo učinili ove godine. Bilo je teško sa inflacijom koja je tako visoka, sa cijenama goriva koje su tako visoke, ali smo uspjeli da držimo budžet.
But that's not due to anything other than the quality of the people that work here.
Ali to što smo uspjeli je zahvaljujući ničemu drugom nego isključivo kvaliteti ljudi koji rade ovdje.
Their dedication, their pride in what they do is amazing.
Njihova posvećenost i njihov ponos onim što rade je nevjerovatan.
And when we built this project, we built it on a reserve base of about 10 years of mine life.
Kada smo gradili ovaj projekat, gradili smo ga na osnovu rezervi dužine života projekta 10 godina.
Our exploration team down at Lipovici have done a phenomenal job this year.
A naš istražni tim ove godine, naš istražni tim u Ljepovićima ove godine je napravio fenomenalan posao.
I believe we have finally unraveled the mystery of Rupitsa.
I mislim da smo konačno otkrili tajnu Rupitsa.
And you're going to find that the mine life here will extend well beyond 10 years, probably to 20, 30 years.
I da će se saznati da će se život rudnika produžiti mnogo nakon tih 10 godina.
I think I said to you once in a previous interview that we needed to extend the mine life to create a generational change in the economics of Varish.
Mislim da sam ti u nekom od prethodnih intervjua već rekao da trebamo produžiti život rudnika tako da bi doživio jednu generacijsku promjenu u ekonomskom životu Vareša.
And I think we've achieved that this year, and next year we'll be putting out an update on our resources and reserves.
I mislim da smo to ove godine postigli. Sljedeće godine ćemo ažurirati, znači stanje što se tiče resursa i rezervi.
And designing a new plan for the underground mining that will extend the mine life quite considerably.
I projektovati novi plan podzemnog rudarenja koji će znatno produžiti život rudnika.
So all in all, 2022 was a pretty good year.
svemu, za Easter Mining je 2022. bila prilično dobra godina.
Godina je iza nas i bila je turbulentna u svakom pogledu. Bilo je promjena i u samoj kompaniji, pa evo možete li nešto reći i o tome?
The year that's behind us was turbulent in many views, also including changes in Easter Mining. So could you tell us something about it?
Well, Easter Mining is a company that's changing rapidly.
Easter Mining je kompanija koja se brzo mijenja.
Last year, at this time last year, we had 75 employees. We now have 186.
Prošle godine u ovo doba smo imali 75 uposlenika, sada imamo 186.
We've also seen changes in management.
Također smo vidjeli promjene u upravi.
My good friend and colleague, Adnan Teletović, who I think everybody knows,
moj dobar prijatelj i kolega Adnan Teletović, za koga mislim svi poznaju,
has made a decision to move on to the next phase of his life.
Je donio odluku da pređe na sljedeću fazu svog života,
which I think will involve a lot less stress than the last part of his life.
Za koju vjerujem da će sadržavati mnogo manje stresa nego prethodni period u njegovom životu.
And he and his wife Alyssa will be doing new projects in renewable energy.
I on i njegova supruga Alisa će raditi nove projekte koji se tiču obnovljive energije.
But Adnan for the last 5 years has been a tremendous asset to this company.
Ali u zadnjih 5 godina Adnan je bio ogroman doprinos ovoj kompaniji.
And we wish he and Alyssa the best in their future. Their children are now growing up. I think they want to start enjoying their life.
I mi njemu i Alisi želimo najbolje u životu. Djeca su im već odrasla i mislimo da oni žele da krenu naprijed.
But companies like ours, you know, that go from, you know, one stage to production in a very short period of time have to evolve in their people.
Ali kompanije kao što je naša, koje se brzo mijenjaju u jedne faze pa do proizvodnje u vrlo kratkom periodu, moraju se vrtiti oko ljudi.
And we've done a lot of recruitment of very senior experienced professionals this year.
I ove godine smo uposlili mnogo ljudi, višeg iskusnog osoblja.
Including Matthew Hine, who is the new general manager for Easter Mining.
Uključujući Matthew Hine, koji je novi glavni direktor za Easter Mining.
Matthew is an Australian and he'll be moving to Bosnia with his wife and 2 children.
Matthew je Australac koji će se preseliti u Bosnu i Hercegovinu sa svojom suprugom i 2 djece.
He's a good man, a man who has entire career worked in underground mining.
On je dobar čovjek koji je svoju cijelu karijeru radio u podzemnom rudarstvu.
And knows how to make mining operations safe.
I zna kako rudarske operacije učiniti sigurnije.
And I think he is looking forward to spending a lot of time in Barish and getting to understand its people.
Mislim da se on raduje tome što će provesti mnogo vremena u Varešu i razumjeti i upoznati ljude u Varešu.
And I think you know, he will feel as welcome here as I have felt over the last few years.
I mislim da će se on osjećati podjednako dobrodošlim ovdje kako se ja osjećam zadnjih 5 godina.
You know, Ronald Reagan once said, you know, you can move to France but you'll never be French. You can move to Germany but you'll never be German. But if you move to America, you're instantly American. And I kind of feel the same way about Bosnia.
Ronald Reagan je jednom rekao, možete se preseliti u Francusku, ali nikada nećete biti Francus. Možete se preseliti u Njemačku, ali nikada nećete biti Njemac. Ako se doselite u Ameriku, momentalno postajete Amerikanac. A ja se nekako na isti način osjećam u vezi Bosne.
I've been living here now for nearly three years.
Ja ovdje živim već gotovo 3 godine.
And it feels like home.
I osjećam se kao da mi je ovdje dom.
People have made me feel very welcome.
Ljudi čine da se osjećam dobrodošli.
I've managed to order chicken breast using my hand language.
Uspio sam čak da naručim pilača prsa koristeći se isključivo znakovima rukama.
I've made very good friends.
Stekao sam veoma dobre prijatelje.
And I think, you know, despite the work that I'm doing here in Varish, probably coming to an end as Matt takes over.
I mislim da možda iako malo rad ovdje se približava kraju kako Matthew preuzme.
The work that we've done in developing really skilled young professionals here.
Rad koji smo ovdje učinili u razvoju zaista vještih mladih profesionalaca
is one of our greatest assets.
Je jedan od naših najvećih snaga.
And we intend to build our company's headquarters.
I namjeravamo izgraditi sjedište naše kompanije
from an operational perspective in Bosnia.
Iz operativne perspektive u Bosni i Hercegovini.
So we will continue to bring in young graduates and train them and develop them.
Tako da ćemo nastaviti dovoditi mlade ljude koji su tek diplomirali i onda ih obučavati i razvijati.
We're building a camp just down the road that will house 20 university students.
Malo dalje gradimo neku vrstu kampa u kojoj će se moći smjestiti malo 20-ak mladih studenata.
From all over the Western Balkans.
Iz cijelog zapadnog Balkana.
And Barish is going to become the center of excellence for mining in the Western Balkans again.
I Barish će ponovo postati centar izvrsnosti rudarstva u zapadnom Balkanu.
You don't need to go to Bor to learn how to mine.
Nećete morati ići u Bor da učite rudarenje.
If you want to learn how to mine sustainably, safely, with a real focus on the environment, you're going to learn it here in Barish.
Ako želite da naučite o rudarstvu, održivom rudarstvu, sigurnom rudarstvu, onda ćete to uraditi ovdje u Barishu.
So my focus will be shifting from the development of the project to the long-term development of the company.
Tako da će moj fokus se premjestiti sa razvoja projekta na dugoročni razvoj kompanije.
And I'm going to do that here from Bosnia.
A ja ću to uraditi ovdje iz Bosne.
I think I'm kind of Bosnian.
Mislim da sam već nekako Bosanac.
Svakako i to se primijeti. Spomenuli ste obnovljive izvore energije. Kompanija radi na zaštiti okoliša, pa vjerujem da će se vaš fokus usmjeriti i na tu stranu.
Definitely, and that can be seen. But you also mentioned renewable energy sources. So can you tell us something about this, since company is taking a lot of care about environmental issues?
Yeah, so we have an ambition to get to net zero carbon emissions by the end of this decade.
Naša ambicija je da do kraja ovog desetljeća imamo nultu emisiju ugljičnog dioksida.
We will be consuming each year around 90 gigawatt hours of electricity.
Svake godine ćemo trošiti otprilike 90 gigawata električne energije.
Now, fortunately for us, Bosnia already has a large amount of renewable energy in its hydroelectric plants.
Srećom po nas, Bosna i Hercegovina već ima veliku količinu obnovljive energije u svojim hidroelektričnim izvorima.
So we have decided to make investments with a partner called Emergy in Norway.
Tako da smo odlučili da napravimo, da investiramo zajedno sa partnerom called Emergy.
Emergy.
Iz Norveške, Norway, u te izvore.
To invest in new solar electricity generation here on our site and in the local area.
Investirat ćemo u novi pogon solarne energije ovdje na našem radilištu i u ovom području.
That will supply a lot of our electricity needs.
Koji će pružati mnogo, odnosno snabdijevati dobar dio naših potreba za energiju.
But again, I think you'll find the foundation will be leveraging off that platform to try and expand that into renewable energy within Barish.
A opet saznaćete da će fondacija raditi na tome da se to proširi na pružanje obnovljivih izvora energije za Barish.
Which is fundamentally a plan to improve the air quality of Barish in the winter months.
A to je zapravo plan da se popravi kvaliteta zraka u Barishu tokom zimskih mjeseci.
And again, we'll be forming partnerships with other big NGOs and international organizations to help make that happen.
I opet stvarat ćemo partnerstva sa nevladinim organizacijama da bismo omogućili da se to desi.
Jako lijepe vijesti nas očekuju i u narednoj godini, zahvaljujući svemu onome što radite kao kompanija. Učinili ste mnogo za Vareš i radite mnogo za Vareš. Rekli ste da se osjećate kao da ste Bosanac. Nadamo se da ćete i ostati i dalje ovdje.
So very good news. We are expecting very good news in the new year thanks to everything that your company is doing. You said that you feel Bosnian and we hope that you will stay here and feel that way.
Thank you very much. I've found this to be a very rewarding job.
Hvala vam puno, meni je ovo zaista posao koji mi mnogo pruža.
There are many parts of the world where mining just isn't appreciated.
Postoji mnogo dijelova svijeta gdje se rudarstvo ne cijeni.
Particularly in the youth that don't understand that their phone didn't grow on a tree.
Pogotovo među mladima koji ne razumiju da to ne raste sve na drveću.
And whilst the mining industry needs to continue to improve in the way it interacts with communities and the environment, I think we have done that very well here, and it's been appreciated by the people of Vareš.
A rudarska industrija mora funkcionisati na taj način da sarađuje sa zajednicom, a ja mislim da smo mi postigli zaista puno na tome ovdje u Varešu.
And our ability to design the entire project around shared prosperity and mutual benefit for me personally has been incredibly rewarding.
I za mene je zaista velika nagrada to što smo uspjeli ovdje napraviti projekat koji je zasnovan na toj zajedničkom prosperitetu.
And I think because of that, in 5 or 10 years time, Vareš will be a very different place, but it'll be a great place to live.
I mislim da zbog toga za 5-10 godina Vareš će biti veoma drugačije mjesto, ali mislim da će biti sjajno mjesto za život.
So if you know any land I can buy, let me know.
Tako da ako znate za neki komad zemlje koji se može kupiti,
I need to build a house.
Moram izgraditi kuću.
U Varešu toga sigurno imate i mislim da su vam vrata na svakoj lokaciji otvorena.
I'm sure that there are locations like that in Vareš and I'm quite sure that all the doors are wide open for you.
Thank you.
Hvala.
Rekli smo onome što ste uradili u ovoj godini, planovi za narednu, osim što kreće realizacija iskopavanja, odnosno stavljanja na tržište rude koje ćete iskopati. Što je još u planu?
We talked about previous year, so what are your plans for the next year, except for the excavation and the commercial production of...
Well, as I said, we'll be opening the railway line. We've finished construction of the haul road, the plant and the mine, employing a lot of new people.
Kao što sam već rekao, znači ponovo ćemo staviti u funkciju željezničku prugu, završit ćemo izgradnju puta, postrojenja, zaposlit ćemo jako puno mladih ljudi.
We're building a camp for graduates and students that
gradimo
they can live in.
Gradimo kamp za studente i za mlade diplomante.
We won't be letting them drive a car, they have to ride a bike everywhere.
Ali nećemo im dozvoliti da voze automobile, morat će se biciklima voziti svugdje.
And I think, you know, next year's gonna be great fun.
I mislim da će sljedeća godina biti jako zabavna.
But what I'm really looking forward to is in May having a number of open days.
Ali ono čemu se zaista unaprijed radujem jeste da u maju imamo određeni broj tih dana otvorenih vrata.
Where people who live in the Vareš municipality can come and see what we've done.
Gdje kada će ljudi koji žive u općini Vareš moći doći da vide šta smo učinili.
And ask all the questions they want to ask and hopefully at the end of that feel very proud about what Vareš has achieved.
I postaviti sva pitanja onome što ih interesuje i nadam se nakon toga osjećati se jako ponosnim.
Gospodine Kronin, hvala vam za sve što ste učinili za lokalnu zajednicu, za svakog čovjeka u Varešu i evo ova godina koja je iza nas bila je uspješna kako za vas tako i za Vareš. a isto tako želim da naredna bude još uspješnija nego ova.
Mr. Kronin, thank you very much for everything that you have done for Vareš municipality and for every person in Vareš municipality and local community. This year was very successful and I also hope that the next year is going to be very successful both for you and the company and local community.
Thank you very much.
I evo, vama ostavljam završnu riječ na kraju ovog razgovora.
Would you like to say anything for the end of this interview?
No, I just want to say that, you know, I hope we are living up to the expectations of the people in Vareš.
Želim samo reći da se nadam da ispunjavamo očekivanja ljudi u Varešu.
But as always, if there's anything that anybody is unhappy about, please let us know.
I kao i uvijek, ako postoji bilo šta sa čime bilo ko u općini Vareš nezadovolja, molim vas, obavijestite nas o tome.
Hvala vam lijepo, cijenjeni slušatelji. Gost u našem programu bio je gospodin Paul Kronin, direktor Adriatic Metalsa i Eastern Mininga, a pomoć u prevodu imali smo od profesorice Lare Brčanović.